Hey everybody, and welcome to Rider Club Radio. It's that time of the week again, plus or minus a few days. I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm Liam, and good God, we're late this week.
I wonder why.
This is the latest we've ever been.
Yeah, well, expect the next episode of Rider Club Radio to come out sometime around Kamen Rider Ghost episode 20. Now, this week we watched Kamen Rider Ghost episode 13. Why don't you give us a rundown of what happened in that episode, Liam?
I will, okay. So this week, Takeru, if you remember last week, his days have been reset. He's got the Fighting Spirit boost, he's back to 99 days, and he's got to gather all the icons again. And they count up the icons they have, and Spectre has 2, and Takeru has 726. So that leaves only a few. Really, this episode really drives home, like, wow, the main character has a billion forms, and the secondary's got, you know, 1, and he'll be fine.
What has changed in Kamen Rider?
Yeah.
Don't worry, though. Makoto will not need any forms because he's already strong.
That's totally it. So Eren decides to go to the Ganma world, and he summons an astronaut and a samurai Ganma. And if you remember correctly, the samurai Ganma was the one that was the one that killed Takeru. He's back. He's been resummoned.
Whoopee,
he's back.
Because we get to see his shitty design again.
They both go to the real world, and they start fucking shit up. The astronaut goes on top of a building, and he, like, steals wireless signals and shit and absorbs them into himself. And he shoots them. It's stuff.
Is that what he was doing?
I think so, because it was phones, right, that he was taking?
Yeah, but didn't the blue things fly out of people?
I don't know. Maybe it was only people using phones. It disrupted their phones.
I'm sure you're right, because at the end of the episode, spoilers, they use a giant satellite dish filled with the same blue energy, so.
Yeah, that's, I figure that's what he's doing. He's stealing the wireless signals.
I just didn't find that completely clear when it happened. I was like, is he taking these people's souls right now?
That's true. They faint, don't they?
Yeah. They pass out when it happens.
So he takes their wireless...
Oh no, I don't have wireless.
That's... I lost my signal. And then they fall unconscious. So he eats up all these wireless signals and... Ryoma's icon, this random dude finds Ryoma's icon on the side of the road, and it goes into him, and Ryoma possesses him, and he's like, ah, this is good. Yeah, and he starts giving people life advice on the side of the street, and Ryoma's like, no, you shouldn't do that, you're a Ganma. And he says, no, I'm Ryoma. And
no, Ryoma doesn't say that to himself.
I said Takeru finds him.
You said Ryoma says, no,
did
you
I
shouldn't
say
do that?
That,
you're a Ganma.
Fuck. Takeru finds him, and Takeru says, no, don't give people life advice, you're a Ganma, you can't do that. And Ryoma says, oh, you know, I'm not a Ganma, I'm Ryoma, and I'll join you if you help this guy who I've possessed. He's going to achieve his dream by helping his dad to help him shoot a satellite.
You don't learn any of that shit at that point.
Yeah, but fuck you, okay? I'm condensing stuff. He's if you can make this guy's dream come true, I'll join you and you can get a new form. But the Ganma both show up, and a big inconsequential fight happens because they use a shield and get away. And Takeru and Makoto fight the two Ganma, and then they run off. And they're like, whoa, that's some Ganma right there. So Takeru takes the guy to his dad. The guy explains the whole situation with he's gotta get his dad to help him build the satellite, because it's really vague, it'll advance Japanese satellite technology. It'll bring Japan into the 21st century.
Yeah, and his dad's like, no, I'm an old asshole. I don't wanna.
He's like, the dad's like, this is dumb and I don't wanna do it. And the son's like, why not? And the dad's like, shut up, go away.
Yeah, the son's like, why not? Dad, I love you. And he's like, because I'm the fucking antagonist. Did you not read the script?
I am the obstacle for this episode. Now get out of my office. So they leave, and whoop, what do you know? What do you fucking know? The Ganma show up again.
Shocking.
The samurai shows up, and he fights Takeru, and Takeru uses Goemon finally.
Yeah, he uses Boost, and then the Ganma beats the shit out of him anyway, for some reason, even though he's just a dumb sword Ganma. And so he has to use Goemon, and Goemon's pretty fucking awesome.
I liked it. My problem was he was wearing a kabuki mask the whole time, and not one single time did you hear a yo.
Are you fucking with me? It was in the background the whole time.
Was it? I didn't hear it.
Every time he did something for the first 30 seconds, it made that sound.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. I'm
go back and listen to it this very second.
I will. Alright, you can hear a bit. But a yo.
There's so many yo's.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all over the place.
Yeah, they continuously play it.
So there's lots of... He transforms into Goemon, and there's lots of yo. And...
That's the worst impression of that, by the way.
It's doing a bad impression of the yo is the most fun thing you can do with your voice. When you're alone, try it sometime when you're alone. And
make sure you're 100% alone first.
And then just yo. And your life will never be the same afterwards.
You understand the meaning of life a little bit more every time.
Just a tad.
So what happens after all the yos?
He beats the thing, he puts the two eyes into the sunglass slasher.
Yeah, I love how, like, Urisen comes out and says, "Wait, Takeru, you're holding merchandise. Here's how to use it."
Here's the instructional video on how to use your toy. Put the icons in it, and it doesn't really have a discernible upgrade, it just hits harder. So just do that, and it kills the thing. It makes
a bigger explosion, and then fireworks happen.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And then the Astro Man uses a satellite to hijack wireless signals everywhere and steal people's... I assume he's still stealing people's souls from the wireless signals. And that's...
We don't really learn that. It just it shows a close-up of the Sage's face and then shows a close-up of Eren's face. And Eren's like, ha-ha-ha, I'm a villain. And then the episode ends.
Yeah. So, Jeff, what did you think of this episode?
Well, right up front, the cinematography is like 100 notches above the rest of the episodes in the series so far.
It's a lot more dynamic.
Yeah, the like composition of the scenes is like really good, especially during the scene where he's fighting with Goemon form against the sword fucker. And the screen is like, the composition has like the moon in like half the image in the top corner.
Yeah, there's the giant moon.
And they're like fighting on the rooftops. It's super awesome looking.
Yeah.
And
the visuals.
The fight scenes are far more dynamic. They don't go overboard with shaky cam, but there's enough movement in the camera to show that there's an action scene happening.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate. Even scenes where people are just walking and talking are much more interesting, like, composition-wise. Like, when Takeru and Ryoma... Well, I guess he isn't Ryoma at the time. He's just the guy.
The guy, the
satellite walking
man.
Down the street talking. It's like they're in, like, one half of the scene, and there's, like, train tracks in the other half.
Yeah.
And the city in the background. It's just far more interesting. It reminded me a lot more of early Heisei in that way.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they're just talking and the camera is, like, not steadied entirely.
Yeah.
Which can be annoying if it's done too much, but was done just enough that it was seemed natural.
Mm-hmm.
They really upped their game. I mean, there was even a night scene for absolutely no reason, like a night fight.
That was
fucking awesome.
When he uses Goemon, it's at nighttime with the huge moon, and it's so great to get that visual variety in there.
Like, it's like a Showa type of thing, actually, where it's just suddenly they're in another fucking location entirely, and it's nighttime.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, they both have grown beards. It's just, a lot of time has passed for no reason.
That having been said, I thought this episode was pretty bad, overall.
Besides the cinematography, the composition, the fight scenes, I liked Ryoma a lot as a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing fucking happened. Like, people kept telling us, oh, just wait. You guys are all harping about the 99 days thing. Like, the plots are gonna go back to being episodic as fuck, but just wait. They're gonna pull the wool from over your eyes.
Well,
and no.
Still waiting. I mean, this might...
It could still be a fake-out.
Yeah, this might not be the formula, but I can see the show really sliding into, like, a two-parter of, you know, every week there's a new random nobody possessed by one of the icons, and they have to help them out, and etc.
There's only, like, two icons missing.
Well, yeah, I guess there's not many. Probably...
I'm sure things will get shaken up, but... We traded one episodic style for another, I feel.
Well, we don't know that yet. Keep that in mind.
I'm jumping the gun and throwing my opinions all over the fucking place. But I don't care.
It's really obvious that this kind of arc is going to end at the end of the next episode. He's going to get Ryomi, he's going to resolve the whole thing. It's a fucking spoiled in the next episode preview, he has Ryomi, yeah. So obviously he resolves the fucker's problems if he doesn't just murder him.
It's a classic two-parter.
Yeah, and I don't mind a classic two-parter. I mean, a lot of good Rider series have two-parters, but I was kind of hoping we could get out of two-parters.
Yeah, I don't mind a classic two-parter when it hasn't been the entire series.
Well,
so
Ghost doesn't have that many two-parters. I mean...
Do you want to start at the beginning there so I can hear your decibel level? Or...
Ghost, I'm sorry, dogs all over the neighborhood are running over here. Ghost hasn't had that many two-parters, I've noticed, since it started. Drive was full of them, like chock full of them.
I guess that's true.
Ghost hasn't had that many. I think that I like that. I don't really like the two-parter format. If you're going to have an episodic format, I would rather just have one-parters.
Yeah.
So
Ghost was very one-parter, and now we're getting into two-parters. Maybe eventually we'll get into three-parters.
I don't mind a three-parter. Anything odd-numbered, I like. Even
you
numbers.
Hipster
that...
fuck. I don't like even numbers.
That's They're... so mainstream, man. I can't put up with it.
Makes me sick.
I don't like that in this episode. I don't like there's this big fight scene just kind of stuck in the middle for no reason. When they're...
You gotta sell them toys, boy.
Yeah, they just appear, and then the Ganma appear, and they fight, and then Makoto appears, and they fight, and then the Ganma run away, and then everyone goes, okay. Like, a good fight scene has something happen as a result of it, there's some consequence, but this one is literally just, like, they show up, and they fight, and then they fuck off. And I guess Ryder, it's kind of Ryder recently, but, like, Ghost hasn't had too many of those. Usually he learns something, or he figures out a weakness. This one is literally just, they fight and fucking nothing happens.
Yeah.
That's it.
Speaking of gotta sell those toys, I have gotten so fucking cynical because of Kamen Rider and knowing why things are done.
Yeah.
I wonder if they brought back that stupid sword Ganma because they already made fucking action figures of him.
I don't think they make toys of the Ganma in new Rider series. Like, they'll make toys of main villains. I'm certain whatever big stupid monster is the final...
You don't think that there are, like, little fucking, like, capsule figurines, like, little fucking vinyl things of the monsters?
I don't think so. I think they take all their time on making icons and shit, and figures of the riders.
I don't know. I wonder about that, because there's, like, a comic shop in the town I live in.
Yeah.
And, they have... The only two figures they have from Tokusatsu are two enemies from Ultra 7.
Oh, really?
Two vinyl figures of monsters from Ultra 7.
Ultra 7 is a lot more iconic, I think, than Kamen Rider Ghost,
They're like... I kind of, like, almost want to buy them because they seem like they're from Ultra 7. They're not from later.
Yeah.
Like, they were put out at the time.
Oh, like they're actually from that run of the show.
Yeah. Oh. So I've thought about buying them, but I've never seen Ultra 7, so...
How expensive are they?
Not super expensive. They're like $12 or something.
Oh, yeah, do that.
It could be a pretty good investment.
Me and Jeff, every time, Jeff's like, oh, should I waste my money on this stupid thing? And I'm like, the fucking ghost on a... Yeah, do it. Spend all your money on this shit.
There's a guy two towns over who's selling a trebuchet. I don't even have fucking space for it. Should I get it?
Yeah, get on that. Yeah. You might need it someday.
Who do you know that has a trebuchet, Jeff? You could be the only one.
I also don't like in this episode, and I guess this is just something that's been happening since the very beginning, is Yurusen, who is a character who I was quite excited for when they did the little Ghost Drive crossover episode. I saw Yurusen, and I'm like, oh, I like that. Yurusen is just there for exposition. He's just there to tell you how toys work.
Yurusen is the exposition doll.
Yeah, he's like, Takeru goes, what's happening? And then Yurusen pops in and says, this is what's happening. All right, see ya. And okay, goodbye. Like, I'd really like to see more of that.
And it's like, Yurusen seems like a shithead, right?
Yeah.
Like, every now and then it'll be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't tell you, ha ha ha. But it's so fucking, like, few and far between. Usually it just shows up and it's like, this is what's happening. This is what you need to do. Bye!
Go this way. Get this thing. Here's the info. Okay, goodbye. I'm going back now.
A lot of people want to fuck Yurusen.
Yeah, well, it's the internet.
What is wrong with you? It's a puppet.
Yeah, that's a puppet, all right.
It's a puppet with a giant eyeball.
Oh, boy.
Well, I guess we've learned something about Liam today.
No, I like Urisen, even though he looks, he, she, whatever, looks incredibly fake. Like, it's very obvious that he's just a dumb puppet.
Especially when it's floating in the background and it's obviously just sitting in front of a green screen.
Yeah, yeah, but I think it's cute, and I want to see more of the sass and stuff, but he's not a sass. He's not the sass master that
it's
I thought
an
he was. It is not the sass master that I thought it was going to be. It's just like a... It's just, he's like a robot. It's just like a robot, and it just tells you shit. It's boring.
There's like minimum sass levels.
Yeah. Minimum sass levels. That's the problem.
You wanna crank them sass levels up to 11.
I wanna crank the sass up, exposition down.
You want like Jeffrey the Butler levels of sass out of Urisen.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I want so much sass that everyone starts hating him except for me.
I want Jeffrey the Butler to be in a Kamen Rider series.
Maybe next year, buddy.
What's he doing now?
I don't know. He could be an icon.
If he's dead, don't write in and tell me.
We don't need to hear that shit.
I'm just gonna pretend like he's alive forever.
Okay.
Just like Uncle Phil.
Just like David Bowie.
How topical.
Oh, we just dated this episode real hard.
Yeah, I think the fact that we're reviewing Kamen Rider Ghost episode 13 might date this episode a little.
Yeah, oh well.
Yeah, Lemmy Kilminster's dead, David Bowie's dead,
Alan Rickman's
dead, Uncle Phil's dead, General Custer is dead.
It happens in fives?
Rest in peace, General Custer. We'll always remember your last stand, you racist fuck.
So speaking of General Custer, Jeff, what would you give this episode out of 10?
I don't know, like, am I rating it just on story?
Just everything, just overall.
Everything? Overall experience. Oh, man, I want to give this episode so many points for how it was filmed, how the action went, just, like, it was leagues above the rest of the series thus far.
Mm.
In those ways. Like, if I could give it a score based on just visuals alone, the way it was shot, like the cinematography, I would give it like a 9 out of 10.
Ooh.
Like an 8, 9 out of 10. It was real good. Story-wise, it was like a 3. I don't give a fuck.
That's exactly... Like, I felt nothing during this episode. I was watching it. Like, we came off of the best episode so far, for sure. The one where he gets Fighting Spirit Boost.
Oh, yeah.
Easily the best. And we come into this, and it's just like, okay. I feel nothing. I'm just sitting here.
I was, like, so excited watching it, though. Just, I'm like... I'm not even, like, that big into fucking film or anything. It just felt like an early Heisei episode.
Early Heisei, back when Ryder still made you feel things. That was a good time.
Well, you made a lot of people angry just then. But I was really psyched about that, but at the end of the episode, I was like, what even happened in that episode that matters?
Shit. You get going.
Ryoma
on.
Showed up, I guess. He was a dude.
Ryoma, finally reappearing since Gaim. It's good to see him again.
I knew you were gonna fucking make that joke as soon as they started talking about Ryoma.
The second the icon spoilers leaked and they said Ryoma was gonna be one, I was like, fucking, the first person, like, I don't know Japanese history, I don't know about the actual Ryoma, all I know is Ryoma Sengoku from Gaim. So that's who I'm gonna think of right away.
The Warren Statesman Tamashii.
I would like that as an icon. That'd be nice. It'd be a lab coat. And the hood would be that stupid, like,
look,
head fringe that he's got on his hair.
If Toei could find a way to milk Gaim anymore, they will. Don't give him any ideas.
That's true. John Toei, please stand down.
I can't wait for next summer's movie, Denno times Gaim.
Denno times Gaim equals Ghost.
Denno
Math
times
showdown.
Oh, because
he's a time traveler.
Chalk that one up in the Jeff is
shit.
Funny.
You outdid me today.
Yeah,
I'm editing
well,
that out. That's I can't have that.
Yeah. Anytime I make a joke that lands, just edit that shit out.
No one's got to hear that. That's gotta go.
That's what you've been doing for the rest of the series before this. Right?
Of course, right. Yeah, that's why Jeff sucks, yeah.
Jeff voted worst character on Rider Club Radio.
So
story was nothing.
Yeah.
There was a little trickle of something that mattered, I guess.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
I watched it like a half hour ago, and I don't even remember.
So, visuals nice, new form, very nice. I give this episode a yo out of 10.
I would like to be off this podcast.
Don't tell me you don't enjoy it. Don't enjoy saying it. Come on.
I don't.
Say it a little bit. You can do it.
You can't make me.
Do it.
You can't make me.
Do it or you're off.
I want to be off. I just said that.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Well, enjoy finding a replacement in the middle of the fucking episode.
Oh.
Hey, everybody, I'm Tomaz. No, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Is that your impression of Tomaz?
I don't remember what Tomaz sounds like. He's been dead so long. Rest in peace.
Oh, that was a rough
Death's
week.
Deaths come in sixes.
Fuck. Jesus Christ. So that's the episode.
That's all we have to say about Ghost.
Nice visuals, lame story. I personally prioritize the writing, so I didn't like it.
Yeah, I do too. I would not rate this episode very high.
See, I think good writing can save bad visuals, but good visuals can't save bad writing. That's what I say.
For further proof of that, watch Kamen Rider the First.
Yeah, exactly. It was.
This episode of Ghost was not Kamen Rider the First tier.
No. Ghost so far has been kind of lame. The whole series. The good episodes, I think, are. It's not terrible, it's just lame. The good episodes are kind of diamonds in the rough. But there are good. There is good,
yeah,
in it. It's
not
worth watching.
Bad as much as it is just uninteresting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree.
I'm having a lot of trouble keeping interest in the series. Like, when a new episode comes out, I'm like, well, I guess I'll watch it.
I remember when Gaim was, like, chugging along super fast, a new episode would come out, and I would drop fucking everything. I was in university, I would stop working on papers and shit to watch the Gaim episode.
What are you, a fucking Gaim baby?
You know what? Yeah. Call me that if you want. It's a really good series.
Write in to us, riderclubradio@gmail.com, and call Liam a fucking Gaim baby.
But Ghost doesn't inspire that same excitement out of me. It's a shame.
No, I was the same way with Double when I was watching
it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm a Double baby.
And same
I'm
with,
two babies.
Two babies. Jeff is two babies. Same with Agito right now. When I fire up an episode of Agito, I'm like, I'm fucking hyped. I'm loving this show so far.
As you fucking should.
I
love that show.
It's really good. It's better than Kuga so far.
Oh.
Yeah,
I might actually agree with that, honestly.
It's
Like I said, it does episodic far better than Kuga.
Yeah, the episodes, I've only seen like a handful of episodes so far. But it's better than anything Marvel put out on Netflix. It's better than Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I'll say it. It's better. Fuck you.
I think it benefits a lot from having multiple characters to focus on heavily.
Yeah.
Like, it's not main character, secondary characters. It's like main character.
You care about Hikawa. You care about Ryo. You care about Agito himself. And it's all Shoichi. And it's all... They get a fair amount of focus, all of them. So it's good to see that.
I love Agito. I still haven't picked up a series since I finished Forze. So I'm thinking really heavily of jumping back into Agito and watching it again.
It's worth it. It's totally worth it.
I know you have like a phobia of us watching two shows at the same time.
Well, it's just if you're following a show with someone, you gotta kind of keep pace with them. And you know me, sometimes I like to stop watching Rider for like a week.
Yeah,
every now and again I just stop.
I've seen the series before, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's true. If you want to watch Agito, I will not stop you just this once.
Everyone heard it. Liam will allow me to watch a children's
I will not
live action cartoon show.
I won't drive to Jeff's house and unplug his computer every time he tries to watch it, just like I did with Kuga. So that's Ghost 13. It was a
That was Ghost 13, like, fucking 10 minutes ago. When we stopped talking about it, I started talking about Agito.
I can't stop talking about Agito. It's time for news.
News! It's 2 weeks worth of news.
2 weeks worth of news. I left out some of the smaller stuff because it is 2 weeks worth of news. But we have a top story tonight. I remember a little while ago when I said there was going to be a YouTube series, Legendary Rider Souls?
Yeah.
The first episode of that got released this week. Did you see it, Jeff?
I saw a screen that said, I'm sorry, this video is not available.
Oh, you have to use a proxy to see it.
I don't think that I want to see it that badly.
Well, okay, I'll give you a little rundown, okay?
Alright.
Nothing happens, and then Heart shows up, and then Ghost uses the drive icon, and then he beats Heart.
Is Heart a dumb, mindless monster?
It's unsubbed, so I'm not sure. But what happens is there's these people who wear white robes, and they look like Coda does at the end of Gaim. And they come in, and they're like... One of them summons bad guys from past Rider series, and one of them makes icons for Ghost to use. So one of them appears, and the summons Heart, and then the other one, like, Heart starts beating the shit out of Ghost and Spectre, and then the other one is like, yo, Ghost, take this drive icon, and Ghost takes the drive icon and beats the shit out of Heart. And it's a cool fight scene. Costume's not that great, but I like Legend Rider forms when they're fully designed. That's a cool thing. It was cool to see. So that's my
record
review.
Time for like a main antagonist monster to turn around from having a personality to just being a mindless fucking monster in a crossover.
Yeah, seeing that special. I remember the last scene with Heart when he and Shinosuke are in the rain and they reenact the ending of Blade Runner, and it's. No, like, it kind of is. Like, it's raining all over him, and he's crying about how he's going to die.
Yeah, I definitely didn't make this connection during the crossover podcast with Hen Shenanigans.
That's why I thought it was funny that you were laughing.
I was laughing because I remembered how Blade Runner-like it is.
And he like, it's such a touching scene, and then you go back to this, and he's like, I'll destroy all the riders! Arr, you look like that. Arr, and then he blows up and shit, and it's okay. It's a cool fight scene. That's really what it is.
It is a YouTube video. It's not like it's gonna have a whole lot of substance for the series.
Yeah, the writing is there to set up the fight scene. That's it. And it's cool when they transform. It's not cool. It's actually dumb. When they transform, they use old footage. Like, they hit the icon, and they make the belt appear, and then it just cuts to, like, an old footage of them transforming with, like, a dark, no background sort of thing. So they don't have to make a new effect shot. Yeah, it's very cheap production, but the costume looks neat, so that's that.
It's actually what I was really worried about in Ghost when they first started doing that.
Oh, yeah, that they were just going to use that.
I was like, oh my god, are they doing, like, magical girl transformations for this whole
series?
Yeah,
that's exactly the shots that they use, those magical girl shots, where the background is gone and it's just, like, some fire or whatever.
I'm really glad they dropped that.
Yeah, they probably did it just for this.
Yeah. I'm unbelievably glad they dropped that. Let me...
reiterate.
Be honest with you here.
Yeah. Kamen Rider's 45th anniversary logo got revealed.
And it's awesome.
It's Rider 1 doing a sick-ass kick with the number 45 beneath him, and it looks sick.
It's got some sweet-ass graphics.
Yeah, it's super cool. You can check that out. It's also got Super Sentai's 40th anniversary logo and Ultraman's 5,500th anniversary logo. And you can see all those. But yeah, the Kamen Rider one is the important one.
There are a few instances when I'm really sad that I can't favorite tweets that Liam makes on the Rider Club Twitter. Take a look at Ultraman's logo. Ultraman's 50th anniversary logo. Liam tweeted, I can't believe Ultraman turns 5,500 years old this year. And I fucking spit sody pop when I heard that shit.
I thought it was such an obvious joke, but everyone seemed to enjoy it so much.
We can't favorite our own tweets. We can, but it's shitty as fuck, so I don't do
it. It doesn't carry the same gravity, yeah. But yeah, that's that. It's a nice looking logo. Toei also is declaring this year Hero Year, and they made a little video about how it's Hero Year. So I'll have that as well in the blog post.
We still don't condone proxies.
Well, that's available worldwide. They don't care about
why?
That.
Why? I don't know. What's the difference?
Anything with any substance is... You gotta go through a proxy.
We can't have any fucking Baka Gaijin watching our goddamn television series.
Someone from Toei is listening to this and they're like, God damn it! Don't allow anybody to watch the YouTube video. Just shut the
whole
thing.
What the fuck is a proxy?
We just have fax machines. We fax the YouTube to each other at Toei.
Proxy this?
Oh, keep working on that accent.
Yeah, that's probably not real Japanese. Don't quote me on that.
Don't quote Jeff. Don't quote Jeff ever.
Nah, that's good advice. What happened else in the news, bud?
There's some new pictures out of Kamen Rider Chaser Drive Saga Kamen Rider Chaser, some behind the scenes pictures. And they
What a long name.
It's Kamen Rider Chaser Drive Saga Chase for Truth Ultimate Chase 2016.
Chase Wars 2016.
Chase Wars 2016. And that's the movie. And there's some pictures out. There's like a new villain who I think is a girl. It's a pretty blurry picture. And they're not terribly substantial pictures. They don't show a whole lot. But they're cool. There's a new shift car there. Or like a... It's the golden kind of core that he uses to turn into Super Chaser. Mega Chaser. Yeah. What was it called again?
Who Super cares?
Rising Ultimate Kuga.
Who...
I think we've made that comparison before, but it really looks
it
like...
It makes me laugh every time.
It really looks like Rising Ultimate Kuga.
I don't care what it's called. It doesn't matter. That's what it's called.
Yeah. It's that. So you can look at those pictures. They're nice pictures. Also, this is just a rumor. Take this with a grain of salt. But the new Kamen Rider 1 movie coming out, it's going to be a Kamen Rider 1 movie this spring.
It's gonna be a giant fucking clusterfuck crossover with Rider 1 on the cover.
Maybe,
it's
probably, but apparently it's gonna be a Kamen Rider 1 movie. Like, it's gonna be a Kamen Rider 1 movie first, not a movie featuring him, and I don't know...
Well, here's what tells me that that's not gonna happen.
Okay.
It hasn't been announced that Hiroshi Fujioka's coming by for this movie.
I think they would have said that right away if that was
absolutely
happening.
That would have been in the first press release for this shit.
Yeah.
And without him, you can't have any scenes of Rider 1 untransformed.
Maybe it's just about him. It starts and he's stuck in Rider form and he has to get out of Rider form. And he never gets out.
And we never see him out of Rider
form. He never gets out of Rider form. The movie ends with him failing. That'll be the whole movie.
Wow. That's a Heisei ending right there.
But there is a rumor out that the bad guys and the villain the villains in the movie are going to be called Nova Shocker, and their symbol is going to be a
rumor.
Three-headed eagle. Do you have any... Do you think this is true at all?
That sounds stupid enough to be true.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm getting so cynical on this podcast.
It's hard not to be.
At the beginning of my Kamen Rider career, I would have been like, Nova Shocker, what's that gonna be? I can't wait to find out what's gonna happen. Now I'm like, that sounds fucking stupid as shit.
I just don't
I'll watch it.
I just don't like that every time there's a crossover Rider movie, it's Shocker, unless it's Badan that one time, but every other time it was Shocker. Here's Shocker, Neo Shocker, Ultra Shocker, Gel Shocker.
Super Shocker, actually.
Super Shocker. Fuck you.
Yeah. And people bring up that, like, Foundation X would have been perfect to be, like, the Shocker replacement for all these movies, since they had an actual presence in post-decade Heisei series.
Multiple shows, yeah.
Yeah. But they just dropped that shit like a hot potato.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Like, Kamen Rider is a big thing in Japan, and I assume Shocker, the name Shocker, has, like, a big, like, it carries some weight. It's recognizable.
I imagine it's, like, Cobra?
Cobra? Like, I don't know if I'd say Cobra.
Like, from G.I. Joe? Like, if they made they make those G.I. Joe movies, and they had, like, some organization called Foundation X be the villain in it, regardless, people would be like, what the fuck, where's Cobra?
Yeah, I guess it's like when they made that Star Trek movie and it was Khan that was the bad guy. Because people know Khan. You put Khan in there because everyone knows Khan. I think it's the same thing with this. Nobody knows Foundation X. Everybody, like old people in Japan, know about Shocker, who don't even fucking watch Kamen Rider. It's just... It's just like it's just part of their cultural consciousness.
So. And it's like it's Shocker in that there are combat men. That's it. Yeah. It could be any other evil organization. You just change the name. Well,
yeah,
watch
any Showa series, and yeah, they do that all the time. It's Destron. It's
Destron. Destron and Shocker are pretty much the same thing because it's like the next organization that the Great Leader founded.
But all of them, the seven legendary, they're all made by Great Leader and they're all the fucking same.
Well, they have been made by Great Leader, but they're not the same. I mean, especially Amazon.
That's true. Enemy. Amazon was kind of a mold breaker, but...
And I mean, like, X's enemy is like...
God?
Yeah. God is very different.
I haven't seen X, so... I'm not familiar with God.
God is, spooky.
Okay, I know what God looks like.
I guess Shocker's spooky in the original series as well, but...
I know what God looks like. I know what the big monster looks
you
like.
You know what God looks like?
Yeah, he looks a lot like me.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Time to kill myself.
yeah, it's, probably gonna be Nova Shocker. That sounds believable.
That sounds like... almost too believable. Like, oh yeah, of course Toei would make Nova Shocker.
Well, it's the same with Grateful Soul. We're like, oh, here's the form and it has all the powers of all the other forms, and you're like, oh yeah, that's so obvious. Some fan must have made that up and then it was fucking real. And you're like, okay, fuck this.
It'll be real.
It is.
I'm not gonna go on record saying that Nova Shocker isn't gonna happen because it is.
I'll throw my head into that ring. I think it's real.
I wish something else would happen, but nah.
Nah, of course not. Kuga Blu-rays.
More news! Feed me news!
Kuga Blu-rays came out last week. Kuga Blu-ray Box Set 1 at a humble $250 came out last week. And it was...
People bought it!
People bought it. It was number 3. It was number 3 Blu-ray that week.
Who was number 1?
I don't know.
You knew it was number 3!
Yeah, but all I knew was number 3. Number 1 was probably some dumb movie release. Some anime shit, I don't know.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah, Age of Ultron, I don't know. Who cares? It's not Kamen Rider.
I hope it was Mad Max. Hideo Kojima bought it.
Nobody in America saw Mad Max. Nobody in Japan is gonna see Mad Max.
Dude, Mad Max went fucking bonkers at the theater. What are you talking about?
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. Let me check this. $375 million. What the fuck?
Why were you so wrong?
I thought for sure. I think I'm just
It's nominated for like Oscars.
I'm so used to good movies coming out not being seen by anyone in America. Yeah. I guess I just figured that. I think I'm thinking of Dread. I'm mixing.
Yeah, Dread is the one that didn't do that.
Nobody
well.
Fucking saw Dread.
I love Dread. It's like one of the best comic book movies.
It's fantastic, but no one saw it. So yeah, I guess I'm glad that Mad Max did well in the theaters, because it was an awesome movie.
Mad Max cast. Film cast.
I want to get my hands on those Kuga Blu-rays. I don't really care about the extra, like, high resolution. What I want to see is the Joe Odagiri interview. I want to see what they asked him and what he said. I'm really interested.
You know you don't
that.
Understand Japanese, right?
Well, I want to see that subbed, is what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, you could always put some Raws on and then stick the subs on there. That's nothing. But, like, I would like to really see those Joe Odagiri interviews subbed. I don't know if anyone's going to do it, but I would really like to see
those. What are you expecting out of those? Like, to see, like, I fucking hate Kuga. I never want to step foot in a Kamen Rider fucking theater ever again.
I don't think he hates Kuga as much as some people think, or else he probably wouldn't have come back for these interviews. I think
they were like, Joe, here's some money. And he was like, all right.
No, I think people, there are some mistranslated interviews where people think he said he wanted to destroy all of Kamen Rider or something like that.
Well, no, he doesn't hate it that much. He just doesn't want to be associated with it.
Well, yeah, every actor comes out of Kamen Rider and kind of tries to stay away from, most of them kind of try and stay away from being typecast, but a lot of them admit to having fun doing it. Like, even if their agents are trying desperately to keep them from ever coming back.
That's what happened to Forze.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, some people come out of it and they never want to fucking touch it again, like Phillip's actor from Double.
Oh, yeah. Phillip definitely.
Who didn't want to be seen as a girly boy and went on to play crossdressers in almost every movie he's been in since.
Oh, you poor man. You poor, poor man.
He shaved his hair off and he was in one movie, and then it was like 2 years later he was in another movie with long hair.
Oh.
He gave up.
At least Gakusano got to be a manly man. He got to be a Yakuza
right out of Gaim. Has he been in anything since?
I have no idea. I haven't been following him.
Really?
I have not been following Gakusano. I'm behind on his exploits.
I thought you were, like, Gakusano's number one fan.
Oh, he doesn't even know I exist. I love him.
Liam has a giant poster of Gakusano with his shirt open on the ceiling above his bed.
No, Gakusano is my wallpaper on my room, actually.
Oh my god.
It's a giant stretched out image of Gakusano. Like, the aspect ratio is all fucked up.
It's just a giant close-up of his eye. I couldn't scale the picture down anymore.
Oh. That's all.
Any more news?
That's all the news.
Well, we have 2 weeks worth of emails.
Shit, they've piled up. 2 weeks of zero?
2 weeks times zero is still zero.
No, you got actual emails this time, so let's hear them.
Yeah. All right. First up is, I think he called himself number six superfan Dexter.
Number six? He's slipping.
He said, hey, Jeff and Liam, how are you two? How are you, Liam?
I'm okay, I guess. A little tired.
Me too, man. It's been a long week for our ghosts.
I've been standing at my computer, just standing next to it.
Just waiting for ghosts to drop. You can only hit F5 so many times in a row before your wrist gets tired.
Yeah, Colin, yeah, work, I'm sorry. Tomorrow I can't do it. I'm waiting for this TV show. Sorry. I mean, I'm sick.
My question here today is, do you think Ryder could ever have an adult spinoff or parody? He means like an Akiba Ranger.
Like an Akiba Ranger? I would love to see that, personally. But Ryder, I don't know if it would have the same impact as Ryder, because Ryder is a tad more adult than Sentai. Like, Sentai is very, it's very kiddish, and so seeing a thing that pokes fun at it and is about, like, a big adult nerd who watches it is a lot more funny.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's it, really. I think the real reason we won't ever get it is because you would just be retreading all the same jokes from Akiba Ranger.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Akiba Ranger was very heavy on Super Sentai jokes and stuff, but it also had, like, all tokusatsu jokes.
Yeah.
So, a Ryder series is going to be pretty much the same exact thing.
Yeah, it would probably... They'd have to do something with it. Maybe if they didn't make it a comedy series. Maybe if they made it, like, 100% serious, like,
well, they already did that with Kamen Rider G.
But that was, like, just a little thing. Like, yeah. I'm talking about a whole series.
It was a whole series. It was just condensed into, like, 20 minutes.
No, I mean, like, a whole actual 50-episode series that is 100% straight-faced. Maybe that would work. Or, like, about a big, huge nerd who loves Kamen Rider who gets to be one. That would be neat.
I think if you did, like, an Akiba Ranger-style thing, but, like, everything besides that character was played straight, would be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he was still, like, a giant dork.
Yeah. That would work.
I think that would be great. Hire us, Toei. We'll do it.
That having been said, do you think that would ever happen?
No.
No. Never. Me neither.
Just like Kamen Rider coming to the States being popular, it's never going to happen.
Never. They tried it twice. It didn't really work. Not going to happen again.
Well, our next email.
What a depressing ending. Go on.
Our next email is from Crofton.
Okay, I like that name. It's a good start.
Who says, hey, Jeff and Liam, I wanted to thank you for making the Kuga spoiler cast. I loved it more than the Kabuto spoiler cast.
Thanks. I guess we're getting better.
Yeah, I liked it a lot more than the Kabuto one as well.
I love all of our episodes equally.
No, you don't.
I do.
That's a sliding scale. Whatever the newest one is the best one, and going back, it just gets exponentially shittier.
There's more truth to that than you think, I'm sure.
I'm 100% truthful.
What's the question of this email?
The question I had for you guys was, do you think the new form for Rider 1 is going to be caused by the Ishinomori icon, since Ghost was shown on the teaser image for the movie, or is it going to be some other plot device that Toei is planning to pull out of their collective asses?
The latter. I think it's going to be, like, Shocker re-kidnaps him and re-cyborgs him or some dumb shit like that. I don't think
that's actually how he got his form he has now.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to kidnap him again. while he's a cyborg, and then they're going to do surgery on him while he's a cyborg, and they'll make him a double cyborg.
He'll be a triple cyborg, because being Shin Rider 1 is already having remodeled. That was,
yeah. So he's going to be a triple. He's going to have parts on his parts,
I wonder if there's any Hongo Takeshi left anywhere. Or is he just a brain in a jar and a body, like Zet Cross?
One of his teeth is real. His front right canine, his top right canine is real. The rest of it is all metal.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about Zet Cross is, like, he shouldn't have aged like the other riders. The other riders' aging makes sense because they're just cyborgs, right?
Yeah.
But Zet Cross is a brain in a jar in a robot body.
He's got artificially aging skin that gets old.
Like the Terminator.
Like the Terminators, yeah.
Terminator Genesis.
That's how they explain Arnold being old. Same thing.
Oh my god. This is the world we live in now, where old people want to do their roles, and they're just like, well, we're not going to explain that shit. Whatever.
It's the world we live in now, where old media is generally more memorable than new media, so they bring people back a lot.
The law of diminishing returns.
I'm sure that's true in Japan as much as it is here. That's why we keep getting Shocker.
People have pointed out that, like, the belt on the new Rider 1 design looks like it could fit an icon in it.
I've heard that as well. I've heard those rumors.
I don't know if I agree with that entirely, but I wouldn't put it past them using the Ishinomori icon.
Yeah.
To have him transform, because I think that would be cool if they did that.
That would be cool.
It would tie him into the new series, and they wouldn't ever use it again.
Yeah, for sure. But I think it's more like his belt is splitting down the middle and, like, going out and making, like, a circle in the center there. I think that's what's happening.
I think you're dumb.
I think I'm pretty dumb, too, but I think I'm right as well. that's my...
Oh, I wasn't talking about that. I was just saying.
Oh. Okay.
So, yeah, I think the Ishinomori icon would be awesome if they do that. I think... I'm, like, 50-50 on it. I'd like them to do it, but I don't know if they will.
I think the Ishinomori icon's very neat, but I don't think they will. That's where I'm gonna fall. I'm gonna say no.
You're probably right.
We'll see.
Our next email. Thanks for writing in, by the way.
Oh, you're all of you. You're treasures.
Our next email is from Dewey Defeats Truman.
Oh, okay.
He says, what do you think of non-human characters in Rider shows, such as Hajime, who was Chalice in Blade, Chase and Drive, Ankh and Oz, etc., and the way they compare and contrast to the other members of their various species / the human characters.
When you said Jeff, non-human characters in Rider, my mind immediately went to Zoojer and their fucking animal people. And I was thinking, I was like, when has that been in Rider? I haven't think of anything like that shit.
No, like, non-human means anything besides the flesh bag.
I understand now, I understand. Like, human actors, non-human characters, yeah, I understand now. I'm gonna go...
So what do you think of those type of characters?
I'm gonna go ahead and say I prefer Riders to just be people. And I prefer...
Really?
Yeah, I think that's... It's more endearing to me to have characters who are just people. And I'm not saying that non-human characters can't have, like, they can't be good characters and be part of good stories, but I think if you're a writer, I prefer if you were human or a cyborg, of course. That's my opinion.
What about Chase? He was a robot.
Chase was cool. It's just a personal preference of mine. I like humans more.
I don't think they're ever gonna, like, replace the main writer with some sort of robot or chicken monster.
No, for sure. No.
But I really enjoy secondary riders who aren't human.
Secondary riders?
Yeah, like secondary, tertiary, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, riders who aren't humans add a different aspect to the mix than another human rider would, like Chase being a robot. Or the one that always pops into my mind that affects it a lot more, like, Chase could have been just a dude who has no emotions, and not much would have changed.
And that would have been shit, yeah.
But Chalice from Blade is a weird fucking monster mash man.
Yeah.
And the mystery of who and what he is drives a portion of the series and keeps you interested. And his reactions to things and how he deals with things and pretends to be human and stuff is so different than the other characters that it's like, it's a different world. world when his scenes happen than when the other characters have their scenes.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed trying to figure out where he was coming from a lot.
Yeah, there's some good non-human characters and non-human writers, but I'd prefer if they keep them to a minimum. A certain writer from Kabuto that I won't mention because it's a huge spoiler, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
It's a spoiler that you just mentioned Kabuto in this conversation.
No, there is a writer in Kabuto who is a non-human, who turns out to be a non-human, secretly. And that whole shit was really interesting. And there's a lot of stuff with, like, worms imitating people and, like, taking their rider shit sometimes and turning into them. And that was very cool. But, like I said, I like my riders to be people. I prefer that.
I would say that I'd rather it be kept to a minimum as well. Like, if there was one human guy who was a rider and everybody else was a monster mash, I don't think I would really...
That would be kind of weird.
I would not enjoy that graveyard smash.
Yeah, that's my thoughts on the matter.
So, take that as you will. If you love non-human riders and you want to see a whole series of them, get some better opinions.
Yeah, maybe go buy some from us.
Go to our store.
Go to the RCR store.
RiderClubRadio.com/store/moneypit. .htm.
RiderClubRadio.org. Visit the store.
Our next email is from number one superfan Cyberman Worf.
Oh.
Who says, "Hello, you guys. Still watching and enjoying the podcast. And I still prefer email to using the Twitter."
Okay.
Fuck you! My question for
this
week...
Why not both?
Yeah, use them both. My question for this week is, what would you say is the worst Rider suit across all of Rider, and if you could make one worse, what would it be?
Type Technic.
That's the worst across all Rider?
I would say the worst ever. Yes.
Oh my
type
god.
Technic. I can't think of a single one worse than Type Technic.
I can.
What's yours?
Which, it's fucking Forze.
No.
Meteor State? Not a Shiko States.
Yeah, no, you're fucked up.
Type Are you Technic fucking kidding me?
It's a bad form. Trust me, Meteor Not a Shiko is a terrible form. It's a clusterfuck of a form, and
go
I hate
look
it.
At it with your eyeballs.
I've seen it. I've looked upon
look
it
again.
Many a time. Type Technic is 10 times worse.
Look it's, again.
It's so bad. It's Type Technic is the ugliest shit.
I never knew just how bad your opinions could run, Liam.
Here's the thing. Okay, Meteor Not a Shiko is a bad color scheme.
It's a bad color scheme.
It has an awful color scheme.
It's a bad design.
It's a pretty bad design.
It's fucking, like, completely nonsensical.
It's a pretty bad design, but it's not the worst design. See, Type Technic has, like, an ugly, like, sort of sickly green color scheme, and black, which is a really awful, it just doesn't work together, and it has this ugly sort of like square cube design. It looks so fucking hideous from
like,
all
I
angles.
Hate Type Technic, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
here. It
I
looks
understand.
Like I shit out a form and sculpted it, it would be Type Technic.
Okay.
But if I just didn't sculpt it, if I just shit it out of Rider form, that would be Meteor Not a Shiko States Forze.
I strongly disagree. That form is bad, but Technic is worse.
If I could make one worse on purpose, I would put a tire through Meteor Not a Shiko States chest, and that would be it.
I would paint Type Technic purple and gold. And add some rockets to his arms.
Put some fucking skis on his feet, too, for no reason.
No, wait. Type Technic with the ice tire. Road winter tire with, like, the big circle hanging over his chest. Holy what are you thinking when you design that?
I don't know.
Fuck are you smoking when you have that in your Toei building?
You know what, Liam?
What?
If I could make a form that looks worse than all of that, it would be called Liam States.
Oh, so Liam State would be denial?
Oh. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
State.
Our next question has absolutely fucking nothing to do with Kamen Rider, so we're just going to go ahead and answer it anyway.
Yeah, do it.
Said, "Hey guys, still loving the show," Edgar says.
Okay.
"My question is, who is your favorite JoJo character and what was your favorite part?"
My favorite part was Steel Ball Run, that's for goddamn sure.
Really?
Oh, I love Steel Ball Run.
What's your favorite character? Actually, we'll do parts.
Yeah, what do you want? What's your favorite part?
My favorite part...
Phantom Blood. Oh,
God. It's such a toss-up between 2 and 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
4 is good.
Oh, man. Because my favorite character is also a toss-up between 2 and 4, between Joseph and his illegitimate son, Josuke.
Oh, of course.
Those are my two favorite JoJo's and my two favorite characters.
Mm.
So I can't choose. It depends on the day. Right now, I would say Josuke.
Okay, Josuke's cool. His hair is shit, though.
You fucking kidding me right now? What did you just say?
What the fuck did you say about my hair?
So who's your favorite character?
If it's a JoJo, I'm going to say probably Johnny.
Is it Gyro? Is that your favorite character?
I like Gyro a lot. I like Gyro and Johnny. They have a very good bromance. Yeah. It's one of the reasons I liked Part 7 so much.
It develops really well, too.
Yeah. I like Polnareff as well. Polnareff is up there.
That's true.
I like his goofy Frenchman style.
That's true. I also like Speedwagon.
Oh, Speedwagon's fantastic. I don't know. It's hard to pick a single character I like.
It really is tough.
I like Mista a lot from Part 5. I like the current Josuke. He's pretty cool. Gappy, he's nice. He's a
Gappy goof. Three nuts.
I think he's got four nuts.
He actually does got four nuts.
Yeah, he's got four balls. Yeah.
Old four balls, they call him.
Old four balls Gappy. That was my nickname in high school, actually.
The gap was where his dick should be. Pick your favorite.
I'm gonna say Johnny. I like Johnny. He develops.
Yeah. Johnny's a shithead.
Well, that's the thing. He starts as this, like, rich asshole. Like, he's this big dick, and that's why he gets shot in the spine. But he develops over the course of the series, and he learns a lot. And that's what makes him fun to follow.
That's true.
I like Johnny like that.
One of my favorite things about all of JoJo is in Part 2, there's a character that you grow to love who is an unrepentant Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
Stroheim,
yeah.
And he dies like a hero's death, and he's never sorry he's a Nazi, ever. I think he, right before he dies, he fucking heils Hitler. And you still like him, what the fuck?
There's another minor character in Part 3 who is a Nazi who dies, and both Joseph and Caesar are like, how dare you kill that innocent Nazi? We'll take you down.
In Part 2.
Yeah, in Part 2, yeah.
You said Part 3 when you said... Oh, wow, that's a spoiler.
No, I'm talking about Part 2.
Yeah, in Part 2, like, oh, he was so innocent.
He was just a Nazi.
He had a love at home. A Nazi love.
Oh, Part 2.
I love JoJo.
I like JoJo a lot as well.
And that's all the emails we have this time.
Okay, alright.
Did you want to take a minute at the end here to talk about your unrepentant love for Agito?
I don't have much to say about Agito. I've only watched a handful of episodes.
What episode are you on right now?
I've watched 1, 2, and 3.
Did you get to the part where Hikawa dies a horrible death in a plane crash?
Genuine human reaction.
He gets shot with a rocket launcher, and then there's a plane crash, and then they cut him into pieces, and then shoot all of the pieces with guns.
Oh, that's like RoboCop. It's like a... Every time I think of like a horrible, gruesome death, it reminds me of RoboCop, how he gets shot to fucking shit.
Poor fucking Murphy. God damn. He gets his dick shot off,
too. I guess Hikawa is kind of a RoboCop, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah.
Too. So
he moves in a very RoboCop manner.
When he puts on the suit, when he's not fighting, he's like, gsh, gsh, gsh. It's got the G3 suit. I said it before, but G3 is so cool. G3 is so fucking cool.
Once G3X came along, when I first watched it, I was like, wow, G3 looks like shit. G3X is the tits. It's awesome.
I actually do have something to say.
But looking back at G3, I love how much it looks like a robot Kuga.
Yeah, it's got the circular, sort of like the soft curves in the abdomen region and that sort of design.
He's Robo Kuga.
But speaking of Kuga, I do have something I want to say. How the fuck can Toei claim that this does not take place in the same universe as Kuga? When everyone's mentioning the unidentified life forms by name, and then they see Agito.
They drop that.
They see Agito, and they're like, oh yeah, he looks like number four. Remember number four? That guy that looked kind of like a... he looks a lot like this.
They drop that around episode five.
Fucking... Yeah, but it's still there. You can't go back and erase it. How do you...
They just didn't want to include that for the rest of the show so people would stop thinking about
it. Well, here it is. I've seen it.
Because the question came up, like, why the fuck wouldn't Godai be helping?
He's gone. He's not there. He's busy.
He's still in Brazil.
Yeah, he's still in Brazil. He's still juggling.
He's been juggling for a year.
All the kids are a little bit grown up. They're still watching.
He still only knows four Spanish words.
The thing is, like, I don't care whether it takes place in the Kuga universe or not, but, like, do it or don't do it. And they want both. They want to have their cake and eat it, too.
It doesn't matter.
I guess it doesn't matter. It bugs me.
I mean, they can't pretend it doesn't happen in the same universe, because, like you said, the first three episodes or whatever, they mention it every other breath.
It's the whole reason G3 exists.
Yeah,
G3
is Robot Kuga.
They want a weapon to fight the unidentified life forms. I'd be willing to bet he's shooting the gas bullets, too, whenever he fires that gun at him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But they just what the fuck, man?
I love G3.
G3 is my fucking waifu.
Like, I like Ryo, but I think he's, like, my third favorite.
Yeah.
Which is my last favorite.
Well, what about another Agito?
Who? There was another Agito?
I know.
How bad is your character going to suffer from writers not caring about you when your name is another and then another character's name?
Imagine if the another ghost, Kamen Rider, another ghost. He's got the same suit and everything. He's, hey, it's me. It's Ghost 2. Oh,
another Agito has a really fucking cool design.
Yeah, I've seen his suit. It's like a fucked up... It's like a it looks more like gills than Agito, like a monster.
Yeah, it's like a grasshopper gills.
Yeah.
And he looks awesome. I love it. And I love that his mouthpiece opens as well, and he's got, like, gritted angry teeth behind
it. That's neat.
But he never does anything of consequence ever and then disappears.
Sounds like Ryder.
Look forward to that.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
His introduction is so cool, too, is the worst part.
Yeah.
But they introduced him, and then they were like, well, holy shit, we have too much to do now. We can't do all
can't
this.
Can't keep this going for too long, yeah. That's a shame.
But, I mean, that's like a plot point in everything that happens, but you'll see.
I like this series a lot so far. I'm excited to keep watching it.
Yeah, I love Agito.
Yeah.
I actually, in the 2 weeks since the last proper episode of Rider Club Radio, I received a Kamen Rider Agito figure arts.
Oh, did you got that?
Yeah, I got it, like, super-duper on sale, and it's sitting upstairs next to my Shin Rider 1 on the Cyclone.
Yeah, the new SHF Agito is a really nice-looking figure, eh?
It really is good. I've got him in his, like, right before the fight pose where he, like, slowly hunkers down and gets his chi going and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I really like the way Agito fights as well, like... Like, an unearthly knowledge that's beyond Shoichi.
Yeah, you can see that when Shoichi, he gets beat up by an unknown, and then suddenly, like, a switch flips. And he's like, and the belt appears, and then he just starts kicking its ass. And it's like, oh, okay, he's Agito.
Yeah, like, you see his like, face changes before he transforms and stuff.
Yeah, it's cool.
It is, and, man, I can't wait until you get further into the series so we can discuss it more.
Yeah, more in depth.
I think when we discuss this, we will preface it with spoilers.
Yeah.
From here on out, every time we discuss it.
Yeah, it'll be at the end of the episode, so you can just stop watching once it happens.
Yeah. So while we're here at the end of the episode, and we still got you if you're still fucking listening, you can follow us on Twitter if you'd like. That's at Rider Club Radio.
And also we have an email. That's riderclubradio@gmail.com. Shoot us a tweet. Send us an email. We want it.
We might read them on the show like we just did all those.
Yeah.
And apparently you don't even have to ask a Kamen Rider question.
Just a good question. Just any question.
If it's a question that'll spark some cool conversation, we'll read it.
Ask me what I had for dinner.
Don't.
Please. I need
it's
someone to talk
it's
to.
It's always poutine. Don't ask him.
I need someone to talk to, please.
Oh, God.
Ask me how my day was.
And if you love Rider Club Radio and you want to spend more time with us for some fucking godforsaken reason, you could come by our stream, which we're going to be doing another stream next Saturday.
SyncTube,
which
right?
Is, yeah, SyncTube.
Yeah, SyncTube.
Saturday the 23rd, we are going to be streaming Space Sheriff Gavon the movie.
The new one.
The Next Generation.
Yeah. The one that Jeff is always raving about.
Yeah, it's a real good movie. And then, depending on how people are feeling, we might stream Sheravon and Scheider afterwards. We might do it the weekend after. They're only hour and 15-minute long movies.
Yeah, so look forward to that.
So I'll be, like, shilling that on the Twitter, and we'll put something up on the blog, so
you will not be able to miss it. Yeah, so
it'll probably be at 8. We always do Sync Tubes at 8.
Please be excited.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and see you next week.
See ya.
You